This is a Triple M Footy podcast. With all the latest news and stories that matter right now in footy, it's Tom Brown's news.
Good afternoon. What a weekend of football. Some huge talking points, including St Kilda, who really kept their finals hopes alive with a huge upset over the Blues by 15 points. It's come at a cost. I'll have more on that shortly. The Bombers, one of the upsets of the season, beating Sydney. And Collingwood, well, it's an incredible run now. 6 wins in a row. They beat the Suns at home, which is incredibly difficult. And, of course, the big discussion point out of that was Darcy Moore, which I'll kick off with this morning. The Pies won by 5 points, but in the dying minutes, Darcy looked to do what could have been an ACL injury, that dreaded sort of hyperextension where his leg got caught in the turf. He returned to Melbourne early yesterday, Darcy. Went straight for scans, and the obvious concern was an ACL. I asked him about that yesterday. There were some reasonably positive signs that it wasn't an ACL, but it did depend on the scan. He was able to put a bit of weight on it, for example, and they iced it in the rooms post-game Saturday night, which they don't usually do with an ACL because they don't necessarily need icing. Once it's done, it's done. But the key news today that that Darcy himself revealed this morning is that it's no structural damage. The ligaments are okay. There is some bone bruising, I'm told, by Collingwood, and there's a capsule strain. I think it's the capsule with which the kneecap basically holds everything in place. They'll assess the function in coming days. We don't know how long he'll miss yet, but it's obviously just going to be a matter of weeks, certainly not anything like the end of the season. It doesn't look like it requires any surgery or anything like that. So a massive, massive sigh of relief for Collingwood supporters, who I guess this week are daring to dream now off the back of some huge wins and consistent wins against top sides. And they've got North and Adelaide coming up as well, and then I think the Bombers. So Collingwood will be desperate to get Darcy Moore back, particularly at the sharp end of the season for those final 3 rounds or so, and it's looking positive in that regard. Jordan Degoe was a little bit quiet in his return in his first game since Bali, which is no surprise. He'd only really done 1.5 training sessions, missed obviously the week of footy, and then flown up to the Gold Coast. He had 11 touches and just lacked a bit of touch, but I'm sure he'll be better for the run this week. Nick Dacos could be the rising star this year and an All-Australian. Wouldn't that be an incredible achievement? Had 37 touches on Saturday night and is playing in as good a form, that some recruiters tell me, as they've seen from a first-year player, perhaps even more game-aware than guys like Sam Walsh. Now, Sam's incredible, don't get me wrong, but Nick in incredible, potentially All-Australian form at the minute.
This is Tom Brown's news, bringing you the latest in footy every Monday, Thursday and Friday. Hear it first on Listener.
The Saints kept their finals hopes alive. A huge upset over the Blues. 15 points. I mentioned it came at a cost. There was injury carnage in the final minutes with Marshall getting assessed for concussion. Hunter Clark and Butler collided. It was sickening. I was on the boundary for Triple M football. It left Hunter Clark with a badly broken compound fracture in his nose, which I think's required surgery over the course of the weekend. He'll clearly miss some football. The bone, Brett Ratten revealed, was basically protruding under a section under his eyes. That was a shocking injury for Hunter Clark, who incidentally, I think last year or the year before, had a terrible, terrible jaw injury up in Cairns. So he's had his fair share of big head blows now, Hunter Clark, an important player. Butler was relatively okay. Now, Howard had already been subbed off. That's Dougal Howard with his knee issue. That's a meniscus tear, they understand, at this stage. He's having an arthroscope on that. But I understand from St Kilda sources today, and they will reveal more on this afternoon, that there is significant concern now about Howard's ability to play again this season. Now, let's hope he does, because St Kilda are obviously in contention, but there's significant concern now about Howard's knee and the extent of that meniscus tear. St Kilda will know more, I think, post this arthroscope this afternoon.
Bringing you the latest in footy news before you hear it anywhere else. This is Tom Brown's news.
North Melbourne, another discussion point this week, a huge one. The latest loss, 112 points to Geelong, who clearly are in premiership contention, so you could excuse the fact that they lost to Geelong, but 112 points. They've now lost 13 games in a row, 13 in a row, by an average North Melbourne of 63 points. Wayne Carey, speaking on Triple M over the weekend, said he, that's Noble, won't be there next year. There is no way he can survive. That's according to the Duck. It's clear, based on the results now, that it's a matter of when, not if, Noble goes. But in terms of when, that's the big question mark now. There's a review that's being conducted by Jeff Walsh. He's doing 2 days a week, I think, in at the club plus match day. It's effectively a four-week contract. He's only a week into that review. And the information I'm getting at this stage from North is that there won't be a decision on Noble until the conclusion of that review, i.e. in 3 weeks' time. So it looks like Noble will survive this week, but frankly, it's no guarantee based on the results at the moment. It doesn't look like Noble will survive the season, certainly. In terms of where the review goes from here, well, Jeff Walsh will obviously be pretty methodical in terms of what he does there. He's reviewing the football department. He's looking at their recruiting and all those types of things, and obviously looking at Noble. It begs the question what sort of coach North Melbourne needs. That's jumping the gun a little bit at the moment, but clearly one that adds a bit of rigour and oomph to their football department and can help them attract and retain players, particularly with key decisions looming on guys like Jason Horne-Francis. And again, they'll have key draft picks this year, so they need to identify the talent, develop it and retain it. And clearly they need a coach capable of doing that. The obvious discussion point, which I raised last week, is the spectre of Alistair Clarkson. He's a shin boner through and through. Would he go there at the moment? Well, that's doubtful, particularly obviously given the fact they've got a coach. I don't think Clarko would step on Noble's toes until that position is clear. And also, he'd probably want his own CEO in place as well. That's just a practical thing. Mark Brayshaw's name has been bandied about. I mentioned on the podcast last week and again in some articles over the weekend. In terms of what's happening off-field this week, there's obviously a lot of focus now on the CEO too, because North needs some leadership. It's not necessarily Ben Amafio's fault, all this situation. They've got good membership, they've got their debt-free, and their off-field indices are going pretty well. But one of their obvious, their core business is football, and they're clearly struggling in that department at the moment. So there's obviously a lot of pressure on the CEO now as well. But I think Noble's safe for this week at least, as far as I can tell at the moment. But beyond Jeff Walsh's review now, which should be wrapped up in 3 or 4 weeks, I think North will be looking at a change of coach.
The Saturday Rub, Friday Huddle, Sunday Rub, Midweek Rub, Tom Brown's News and all the footy podcasts you need are in one place. Subscribe to Triple M Footy on the Listener app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'll just whip through some issues finally today. I'll start with Brisbane. Hipwood has been referred directly to the AFL Tribunal for contact with the umpire. The reason that was referred is not necessarily because Hipwood's going to get some massive sanction. It's just the rules don't specifically contemplate that type of issue, in that Hipwood looked from the side angle, went into Gardner, who then went into the umpire, and it was like a chain effect where the argument would be that Hipwood had a better duty of care towards the umpire. Having said that, Luke Hodge released some vision from behind the goals yesterday, which we showed on the news last night, and I've got on my social channels, that shows a different angle, and it in fact shows Gardner stepping off the line and contributing or initiating contact with Hipwood, and that causes an effect where the umpire spills over. So there's an alternative view on these things. There's certainly an alternative angle, and I'm sure that's what Hipwood will argue tomorrow night, is that Gardner stepped off the line. I think it's at the 3 second mark of the vision that Luke Hodge put up. And basically, Hipwood was almost, in a way, defending himself or fending off Gardner at the time, and certainly wasn't intending in any way to initiate contact with the umpires. That's going to be an interesting one. A bit of commentary regarding McStay's performance over the weekend. Had 7 touches. Pies fans particularly interested in this, because I think it's basically a lock now, and I've reported this, a lock that he should be at Collingwood next season. Look, with Danaher and Hipwood back in the side, McStay is actually playing further up the ground at the moment. So I'm not defending his performance, but if you're wondering why he's not hitting the scoreboard as regularly, I think he's playing a different role from what I hear. Having said that, look, 7 touches is obviously quite, Collingwood will pay, I think, around $600,000 a year for him. So hopefully he gets going. But look, there is discussion surrounding his performance for the Lions at the moment. Perhaps the contract situation and his eventual move might be weighing on his mind. Just in terms also of some other discussion points over the weekend, Gill's job. It's getting to the sharp end of that process. I genuinely now believe that Andrew Dillon is in absolute pole position to get that job, the AFL General Counsel and boss of football. Tom Harley, speaking on the radio over the weekend, the Sydney boss, publicly acknowledged that he's in that process and conducting that process. Wouldn't go into details, obviously, but did confirm as much as what's been reported, that he's part now of that process in a short list of candidates going through all the interviews and all the rest of it. The Suns are in a good position to beat the Pies. What does it mean for Stuart Dew? Well, it could mean a bit. I mean, they're obviously outside the 8 now by 2 games. I know they've been improving. Everyone knows that. And I think the club was certainly leaning towards extending Dew. look, it's a head-scratcher for bosses now. It's no secret that Mark Evans at the Gold Coast, their CEO, he's a big fan of Alistair Clarkson. He's worked with him very successfully at Hawthorn before. I still hear that he's interested in Clarko. Having said that, you know, clearly Dew's getting improvement out of the Suns group. Whether it's enough, whether they need to make finals for him to keep his job, that'll be a big, big discussion point this week. And just finally, on Dustin Martin yesterday, speaking of big injuries, he had some hamstring awareness, according to the Tigers, in the third quarter. They subbed him off. We're chasing that story, obviously, for the news today in terms of assessing the extent of that. It is noteworthy that I think Richmond's been really effectively managing Dusty lately. He had the terrible issue with his dad passing, and they've given him a bit of space in that regard. He, for example, didn't train last Tuesday. Damien Hardwick discussed that, and they're just giving him a bit of space. He's 31. I guess the question from Richmond's perspective now is, as much as they try to manage Dusty and just keeping him in a good space, whether, I guess, any of that is impacting his training. I don't have the data on that. I don't know. But I know he didn't train last Tuesday. And whilst he's incredibly fit, it looks like he's had some hamstring awareness yesterday. So that's just an issue that I'm sure Richmond is working through in the background. It's been a big news day. Don't forget again to join us hopefully on Thursday for another instalment of my podcast, Triple M Rocks Football.
That was Tom Brown's news. Come back every Monday, Thursday and Friday for more and subscribe to Triple M Footy on Listener or wherever you listen to get all our podcasts throughout the season. For Ream Hot Water and McDonald's, Triple M Rocks Footy.